Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this upcoming heavyweight clash, top 10 heavyweight clash, in fact, between Sergey Pavlovich and Tai Tuivasa. By the way, this episode is brought to you by HW1 Fitness. Go to hw1.uk and check out the website and the schedule, the timetable, and get all your information there. And also give us a follow on Instagram at HW1 Fitness. Okay, there's a few different reasons why I want us to do a breakdown on this one. Obviously, it's not main or co-main, but it's an interesting one. It's a top 10 clash. We've got Pavlovich ranked number 5, Tai Tuivasa ranked number 4. Now, I feel like Tai Tuivasa, he was on a good streak. He was on a 5-fight streak. He picked up 3 losses, Dos Santos, Ivanov, and Spivak, and it kind of looked like he'd kind of hit his limit, like he'd found his ceiling in the division, and it was almost like he was putting across that mood himself a little bit as well. Then he stopped Struve. Then he stopped Hunsucker. Then he stopped Greg Hardy. Then he stopped Augusto Sakai. Then he stopped Derek Lewis. And then all of a sudden, he finds himself in a main event against Cyril Gane. And again, I think he kind of found... I think maybe he found his next ceiling, if that makes sense. It was like he got to JDS. He got through Orlovsky, got to JDS. And it was like, okay, this is my ceiling currently. Then he took a big leap forward, and then he put another 5 wins together, all stoppages, and then he hit Cyril Gane. Again, a different kind of heavyweight. Now, whether he's turned that corner, I don't know. Whether he's turned the corner enough to deal with Sergey Pavlovich, I don't know. Pavlovich is a dangerous individual. He's 16-1. The one loss on his record was against Overeem. And if he loses this fight to Tai Tuivasa, it will be in a similar way to the way he lost against Overeem. It might not be first round, it might be a little bit longer. But ultimately, I think if Tai Tuivasa's smart about this one, he knows he needs to weather an early storm and get Sergey Pavlovich to dump that first round energy and then start to play that smart, you know, the Mark Hunt kickboxing game where you just patiently walk them down and methodically break them apart. Tai Tuivasa has definitely got the power to knock out anybody in this division. There's no doubt about that. And we know he's got the power to knock people out when he's hurt. Like Greg Hardy cracked him with a big shot and Tai was doing his little dance and then was able to land a knockout shot immediately afterwards, like before he'd even managed to recover. Now, this might be one of those kind of heavyweight fights. It might be one of those amazing classic fights like Todd Duffy, Frank Mir, or Travis Brown, Andre Arlovsky. It might be a back and forth. Sergey Pavlovich starts kind of patient. Tai Tuivasa gets a bit impatient and he goes, he gets caught with a shot, and then Pavlovich goes, this is my opportunity. Listen to this for a stat. 16 wins on his record, 13 knockouts, all first round knockouts. All first round knockouts. He's got 2 unanimous decisions over 3 rounds and 1 unanimous decision over 5 rounds. Like, you know what you're going to get. He's going to come at you in the first round at some point. But he does start quite patient, which is why I kind of feel like it might be Tai Tuivasa that pulls the trigger first. Like, Tai likes to pressure people. Think about how he circled Augusto Sakai to the fence. He likes to pressure people because they know he's got power. And because he's a bit nonchalant and he's quite relaxed, people don't exactly know when he's going to go, and they tend to kind of wait on him a little bit. What you see with Pavlovich is he's very good at pressuring people into range, pressuring into people's range and making them feel like, oh, I've got to move away from this guy. And then they run out of space because, you know, I mean, he's 6'3". Interestingly, he's got the longest comparative reach in the UFC out of everybody on the roster. He's got a +9 ape index. I think I've explained this before. It's height in inches, reach in inches, and it's the difference between the two. If your reach is longer than your height, then you've got a plus ape index. If your reach is shorter, which is quite unusual for athletes, then you've got a negative ape index. Pavlovich has got incredibly long arms for his height. So he's going to be able to reach Tai Tuivasa if he's pressuring. It's going to be a waiting game. This might feel like a long fuse on a bomb, and at some point it's just going to go. and that's where I feel like Tai Tuivasa is either going to get stopped in the first round by Pavlovich, or he's going to weather an early storm and he's going to be able to stop Pavlovich, maybe early second. Quick tale of the tape, because I haven't done that ever. So we've got 15 wins and 4 losses on Tai Tuivasa's record. Sergey Pavlovich is 16-1. 1-inch height advantage for Pavlovich, 9-inch reach advantage for Pavlovich. Massive. Problematic for Taito Iwasa, for sure. Although, not problematic as far as getting to his opponent, because of course he was able to knock out Stefan Struve, who's, let's call it 7 foot tall, 6 foot 11 and a half. Funnily enough, Stefan Struve's reach is pretty much the same as Pavlovich's. But Pavlovich he's got broad shoulders. He's a very powerful individual. So that reach is going to be very useful to pull him back into center line to start hitting him with flurries of punches. That's where the reach is problematic for Taito Iwasa, because the moments where he's bounding along the fence, moving laterally, and he's trying to slip away from these punches, that's where that extra couple of inches in reach gets to the chin. When the arm's fully extended and you're reaching to try and catch him and drag him back in under pressure, Pavlovich is very good at having people backed up against the fence and hitting flurries and seeing where his opportunities are to catch them. Where was I? So, the stats are kind of skewed here because, of course, Taito Iwasa has had a lot of fights compared to Sergei Pavlovich. Pavlovich has had 5 fights in the UFC. Taito Iwasa has had 12. So, average fight time for Taito Iwasa is 7 minutes 10. Now, you've got to remember that's going to be pushed up because his last fight was, his last fight went into the third round. His 2 fights before that went into the second round. You know, he's got a 3-round decision against Blagoy, Ivanov. Pavlovich almost always gets his opponents out of there in the first round. He has got a couple of decisions on his record. As I said, he's got a 5-round decision back in 2017. He's got 2 3-round decisions, but nothing in the UFC. It's either been first round loss to Overeem or first round wins against everybody else. So his average fight time is 2 minutes and 31 seconds, which also influences, the reason I mentioned that is because it influences his strikes landed per minute, because he's fighting considerably less minutes. Strikes landed per minute, 6.83 for Pavlovich, 4.12 for Taito Iwasa. Similar striking accuracy, slightly more strikes absorbed per minute for Pavlovich, but again, he's fought less minutes, so that skews those stats. Striking defense, 45% exactly. Neither of these guys going for takedowns. Neither of them have got a takedown accuracy. Slight advantage to Pavlovich for takedown defense, which is 66% compared to 52. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Taito Iwasa try and clinch Pavlovich up against the fence. I won't be surprised if we don't see Taito Iwasa dirty boxing up against the fence. Head pressure, digging into his ribs, kneeing him, stomping on his feet, trying to slow him down. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Pavlovich try and take this fight to the floor where he can land some big power, because we've seen Taito Iwasa struggle on the floor before. Get stuck, get frustrated. Power is power. If you're powerful on your feet, you're powerful on the floor as well. And I do feel like Pavlovich, if he decides he wants to put this fight on the floor, he's most likely going to be able to. And I know that's not based on his UFC career, but just his career overall. I feel like his overall game is going to be more well-rounded than Taito Iwasa's. Taito Iwasa's, of course, going to try and keep it in the striking range. But slowing the fight down in the clinch might be a wise thing for him to do. As far as their knockdown statistics, I thought this was quite interesting. So Taito Iwasa has landed 400 strikes over 12 fights, which is not a massive amount when you consider some other people are well into the thousands at that point. 400 strikes, 8 knockdowns. That's 50 strikes per knockdown, which of course is something you would expect from Taito Iwasa. It's a pretty good stat. But then Pavlovich has landed 93 strikes over his 5 fights in the UFC, and he's got 4 knockdowns, which means that his knockdown score is 23.25. So if Taito Iwasa takes 20 to 25 strikes, most likely he's going to get knocked down, is basically what that stat says. And it's quite consistent. You know, you look at the strikes that he's landed. He landed 18 against Overeem, 17 against Golm, 21 against Green, 22 against Abdurrahimov, and 15 against Lewis. So he's not hitting 25 strikes against anybody, and he's either winning or losing, which is why I feel this is going to be an explosive back and forth. Because I feel like Taito Iwasa, he's got a good enough chin, he's smart enough, he's wily enough, and he's relaxed enough from the opening bell, which is important. When people are stiff, they tend to get knocked out easier and quicker. They tend to not be able to take punches. It's like a drunk driver in a car crash. They don't tend to come off as bad as the people that they crash into. It's because they're relaxed. You know, you just kind of, not saying that Taito Avassa's drunk when he's fighting, that would make him probably a bit more dangerous than he is when he's sober. But still, the point stands. You know, he's relaxed. He takes a punch well, punches right off him. And that could be frustrating for Pavlovich, who's most familiar for him to hit somebody, you know, within the first 15 or 25 strikes and put them unconscious. Might not happen against Taito Avassa. He might find himself landing 25, 30, 40, 50 strikes and Tuivasa's still there. And that's when Taito Avassa starts turning the tables on him. One other thing that Taito Avassa might be worth considering is low kicks. We've seen him integrate low kicks a lot more into his recent fights. And of course, he's a powerful individual with his hands. I bet his low kicks thud. He's got some big, heavy tree trunk legs on him. If he cracks a couple of those into the car for Sergey Pavlovich, that might also massively affect his confidence. Taito Avassa, he's a scrapper. You know, sometimes it goes his way, other times it doesn't. He's always got that kind of impenetrable confidence that, hey, it's a scrap and we're just going to see where it goes. I think Pavlovich, because he's used to people falling over, and when Overeem didn't, there was a bit of panic on his side. I think that could be replicated by Taito Avassa, but it is going to require him taking a couple of shots in the process, I think. What haven't I said? Second shortest average fight time behind Tom Aspinall for Sergey Pavlovich. Number one for knockdown average. Taito Avassa at number four. I think I've said it all. I think we know what we're getting with this. It's a heavyweight banger. Taito Avassa, he's probably going to have to take a few shots if he wants to win this one. But I think if he's able to take those shots and he's able to, you know, keep smiling and keep swinging, he might be able to flip it on Pavlovich. Otherwise, we're going to see 4 and 5 become 5 and 4. And then Sergey Pavlovich is moving slightly closer towards the heavyweight championship, which I think we'll see him at some point in the future. He's a dangerous dude. All right. Enjoy these fights, and I'll see you next time.